All right, you hear us okay?
I'm all good. I'm all good.
All right.
Cleaned up a little bit.
Welcome back to Oklahoma City Thunder Media Day. Joining us now, Terrence Ferguson. Terrence, tell us a little bit about your offseason, kind of what you were focused on, whether it was just working out or your game.
No, this offseason I had a really good focus on my body. Just getting my body more mature, getting stronger, faster, quicker, move my feet faster, whatever it took. You know, just lead inside this upcoming season to get better.
Talk about, you know, now coming back second year, you're not the young rookie kid walking around here going, what the heck am I doing? You know, just, you know, talk about your expectations for yourself now that you've lived a year of NBA basketball.
You know, definitely coming in with the right mindset of, you know, I'm going to get on the court, I'm going to play, so just what can I do to help my teammates out? What can I do to gain the coach's trust? You know, just the simple things like that.
That's got to be really key, is that uncertainty is kind of gone for you now. Mm-hmm. Tell us about how that mentally just helps you as a player.
Confidence. It gives you confidence. You know, last year you don't know whether you go play or not.
Right.
But this year, I mean, same way, but just coming in more confident. I know I worked on my game. I know I improved a lot over the offseason. So coming in with the right confidence, right mindset, and I'm going to come in, I'm going to work as hard as I can and make myself better.
How did what was your relationship like with Billy, and how did he help you as a player?
Billy's a really good coach. Actually, Billy recruited me out of high school, so I already had a relationship with him. And Billy pretty much told me what I need to do. Billy, Sam, my coach Darko, in order to tell me what I need to do, and I took him off my off season with the right mindset, worked on those things they told me to do, and worked as hard as I could with those things and to make myself better.
Tell me what you've seen thus far. I know it's early, but obviously the new guys, Nerlens Noel, Dennis Schroeder. Just talk about those guys and anybody else that is that's impressed you thus far in camp.
Really good teammates, people to talk to. You know, we're all pretty much kids inside, even though we live in older people's life. We're all kids and just joke around. But, you know, when we step on those floors, between those lines, you know, it's all serious business. And each and every one of us get out there when we're on the court.
Now that you have that year in your rearview mirror, and I know you played a pro basketball before that, but being in the NBA, what was the one thing that maybe you weren't as ready for as you thought you were going to be? Everybody says, like, the speed of the game is different or different things. What was the most surprising thing to you about that first year?
I think it was the 82-plus games.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. You know, when I played in Australia, we played 33 to 34 total.
Oh, wow.
33 to 34 total. That's like playing college.
Sure.
So making that transition over to the NBA where you play 82-plus games, you got to take care of your body. You got to practice all the other stuff you got to do, be inside the community. So like, you pretty much don't have any off days, pretty much. But you got to take care of your body and do whatever it takes to keep going.
Terrence, good luck this year, man.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.